There's lots of reasons to avoid the use of antibiotics. Well, except the one where the antibiotics actually save the pet's life or prevent it from having permanent damage from some infection somewhere. Those are good reasons to use an antibiotic, but I think a lot of times doctors use antibiotics just in case without real convincing evidence that there's any need for it. But if I've put your pet on antibiotics, I'm always going to suggest that you utilize some probiotic or yogurt type of product in order to provide beneficial germs for the GI tract. There are a couple of yogurts I really like. One of them is called Activa, and the next one is called Kefir. That's Kefir. And the third one comes from a company called Good Belly. They all have beneficial germs in the billions. That's a lot more than you might find in the regular yogurt. Kefir's been used by some cultures of people as actual medicine. They figured out actually that so much of our health is tied to our gastrointestinal health that when you're feeling poorly or depressed or vulnerable to colds, vulnerable to other things, depressed immune responses, gastrointestinal issues for sure, that evening out the germs in the GI tract make a big difference and make you stronger. And so that's the reason they regard kefir yogurt as a form of medicine. Anything that benefits the belly has worked that way. And it's true, but the reason that I'm recommending that you give a bacteria-rich yogurt when your dog's on antibiotics is because, as you probably would guess, the antibiotics are killing a lot more germs than just the ones that you want to kill. Lots of beneficial germs die while you're giving antibiotics. And here's the thing, here's where yogurt kind of fits in. So let's imagine that the gastrointestinal tract is a little bit like California street. And there they've got the Crips and the Bloods, two rival gangs. And let's say that something happens to the Crips. Well, the Bloods are going to move into that area and take it over. It's going to be easier for the Bloods to expand their territory when the Crips are out of the picture. So you take a situation that has two gangs occupying the space and you just add strength to whichever the majority gang is, and then it's a lot harder for germs that have been coping with both of these for a long time to keep doing so. But what if you could, in the use of antibiotics, what if it just so happened that when you killed all the Bloods, that you were able to put good germs or police or something in the area where the germs died off so that there was no turf expansion of bad germs? And that's exactly what the beneficial cultures in yogurt do. They're not germs actually that naturally live in the GI tract. A lot of them are milk-based type germs. They live in the GI tract long enough to hold a place open for beneficial germs to regrow as opposed to bad germs to regrow when you're taking antibiotics. So what I'm getting at basically is while your dog's on antibiotics or your cat, I like to you to use yogurt probiotic cultures that are very rich in beneficial germs to take up the space where when we kill some germs, the good germs, when we kill those, we're replacing them so that the bad germs don't take over their territory. And that is pretty much it. Let me go back over the names of the yogurts I kind of prefer that you would reach for. One of them is Activa, Activa. The other is Kefir, Kefir. And the third one is made by Good Belly. The reason I recommend Good Belly is that it has the highest amount of bacteria in it, and it's not dairy. They actually make their culture in fruit cups and non-dairy media. And that's it for now.